الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Welcome to our beloved beloved guests. So wonderful to see all of you. الحمد لله. But just a quick reminder, as we usually do and try to keep up with the this sunnah, if you like, of Sheikh Mukhtar after every Jumu'ah, to remind myself and you again, and I need to do that every week, of the meaning of the day of Jumu'ah, especially at the spiritual level, that alhamdulillah, the day of Jam'ah, the day of gatheredness, the day of coming together, the day of focus, the day of indeed unity, Jam'ah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds me and reminds all of us once a week of this meaning, because I have to come to Salatul Jumu'ah. And by coming to Salatul Jumu'ah, and by being in a gathering where I see my fellow Muslims, and in such gatherings where we gather together from different parts of the world and meet, this meaning of Jam'ah, of gatheredness and focus, is very prominent. It keeps threading through the day of Jumu'ah. And that reminds me to always seek to be in a state of Jam'ah, to always be in a state of focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My days, my work, my words, my deeds, my interactions, my ibadat, my dhikr, my thinking, my planning, even in my challenges, the challenges I may have during the week at different levels, reminds me to always be Allah focused, to always have a jam' on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a jam' on the One, to make my life, as we said, and as we remind one another in our class on Aqeedah, Tawheed means to make one. Tawheed doesn't mean linguistically simply one, an active making of one, and therefore an active making of Jam'ah, to always be zoning in, if you like, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zoning in on one, zoning in on one, no matter what I do, no matter what my circumstance is. This very important meaning. And then to ask Allah for that, to ask Allah for that jam of the heart, of emotions, of mind, of words, of deeds, of life, to ask Him for that on the day of Jumu'ah. Because my hal on the day of Jumu'ah, because of the day of Jumu'ah, my hal is oriented towards this idea of Jam'ah. And therefore, it's very conducive to ask for that as well. Because my experience, Salatul Jumu'ah, with the brothers, the idea of Jumu'ah is now, you know, fresh in my mind. It's in my consciousness. And then to ask for it would, inshallah, with Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq, make it more likely that I'm focused in Jam' when I ask for Jam'. And we know on the day of Jumu'ah, there is a time, a period in which dua are accepted. And of the most beautiful du'as would be this idea of Jam'. And that flows into what the Imam mentioned for the khutbah, which is the topic of dua and the importance of dua. And if any of you read the khutbah or understood the khutbah, there were some beautiful examples there that subhanAllah I have not heard presented like this before. That they mentioned the stories of the Anbiya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a number of anbiya, and Allah ta'ala excerpts from their lives critical details for us to learn. And the lives of the anbiya are quite different. They dealt with sometimes very different circumstances. And Allah ta'ala mentions those specific circumstances so that I can have a full picture of life's challenges. So I know about, for example, challenges in the family through one or many of the Anbiya. I know about challenges in my community with one or many of the Anbiya, even dealing with very difficult, tyrannical people among the stories of the Anbiya, and you know those stories. One thread that runs through them all is in these challenges, their dua. So that's what the khutbah mentioned. What was the dua, for example, that Allah gives of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, or Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam? Those moments in their lives in which Allah zooms in for us to show us their very sincere, heartfelt turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. And many, many, many instances when you ponder it of the dua of the Anbiya. So the dua of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam at the time of, you know, the slip, the zalla, the slip, and then his dua to Allah for forgiveness. So Allah zooms in for us on that part of his life, in that special dua, that moment. And imagine what the moment was. So I just know the dua, but imagine the emotions. Imagine the worry, imagine the concern, imagine the remorse. Imagine having to leave. To leave what, Ibrahim?
Jannah.
Imagine having to leave Jannah. And then in that hal. So that dua is a very powerful picture of his life. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what about the dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? As Allah Ta'ala, of the many adi'iyah, Allah Ta'ala is going to send him to talk to Fir'aun. Okay, the worst, one of the worst tyrants, some say of the ulama, even worse than Iblis, because Iblis did not and does not call people to worship him. So some of the ulama, in their analysis, they would say, relatively speaking, is he not even worse than Iblis? Because Iblis doesn't ask people to worship him, but Fir'aun did. So Allah sends Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, who left that place because he mistakenly killed someone and he was a man wanted. Allah sends him back. So his dua to Allah in that moment. His dua when he had nothing and was wandering in Madian. And he asked Allah, Ya Allah, send me some of your khair. That moment in his life of that dua, when he was lost, didn't have anything, didn't have any prospects, fleeing away from the people of Fir'aun. That dua when he was in need materially and in every other way. That moment of dua. The dua of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam in the belly of the whale. The dua of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam when he was afflicted with sickness. When he was afflicted with sickness and he sought in that beautiful adabi way healing. That dua in that moment. And that's not a sickness that lasted a day. It lasted years upon years upon years. And he lost everything because of that sickness. So that dua in that moment. The dua of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. He needs a child. He wants a child to carry on the legacy of khair. Not only a child for himself, but a child to carry on the legacy of deen. At that moment, Ya Allah, you know, give me an heir. The dua of that, the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam when what? So many adi'iyya of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the Imam read some of that in the salah. He has to leave, he is commanded to leave his family in the valley of Batka. And he leaves them. Infant child and wife alone. The dua at that moment. To remind me that, you know, in the moments of my life, in the moments of the good moments and the challenging moments, I should also have those special memories of dua. I should have those special memories of dua. And those dua were in all of those cases the turning points in their lives. the crossroad of the test. And the crossroad of the test is a sincere reaching out to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, after each of these dua, what happens? Problems are
solved
immediately or mediately by that ibadah of dua. And so I remind myself and you, in addition to what we usually remind ourselves of about the importance of dua, the true expression of our need of Allah Ta'ala, which is the essence of dua, of connecting to Allah, which is the fruits of dua, of the importance of dua being the essence of ibadah, of Allah loving dua, of having certainty when we make dua, to have our hearts in jam in dua, all of those to remind ourselves of, but practically, that my life should be filled with
dua.
If Allah was narrating my life to someone else, imagine that. If Allah was telling, you know, the next generation about Saeed, then Allah Ta'ala should recount
dua.
Certain moments when indeed he was in dua, when Saeed was like this. This is what he said. When Sidi Rashid was like this, in this, this is what he said to me. When Naeem was like this, this is what he said. When Muhammad was, when he was younger in this challenge or in this situation, this is the dua he made to me. And then I answered, because the implicit in all of this is, I answered. Sayyidina Ayyub, I answered. Sayyidina Ibrahim, I answered. Sayyidina Yunus, I answered. Alayhi salam, I answered them all and helped them all. But Allah Ta'ala's help, you could say, is a hand span away. What do I mean by that? Allah's help is a hand span away.
It's near.
What does that mean?
It's near.
And connected to dua? Allah's help is just, this is
in
a hand span.
In your hand.
This is a hand span.
SubhanAllah.
You know, this is like the span of a hand. So Allah's help is a hand span away, meaning it's just this. It's just this.
In your hand.
It's not far. Inni qareeb, says Allah Ta'ala.
Very close.
You know, when my servants ask of me, tell them, inni qareeb, I'm really close. So close that all I need to do is this. No? That's between me and between Allah Ta'ala protecting me, loving me, assisting me, providing for me, giving me security, giving me rizq, giving me the rizq of yaqeen, giving me the rizq of iman, giving me the rizq of afia, looking after my children, protecting them, guiding them, helping them, enlightening them, keeping them on the straight path, keeping us together. So all it is what? A handspan. A handspan. So if I'm not willing to reach out to Allah, not in terms of a huge distance, but what?
Duh.
A handspan. Duh. You know, if I can't do that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us something. That's the nature of the test. Allah wants from us some movement to Him. And that little movement, what can it be to the infinite? I mean, I guess technically, to move to the infinite, I need to move infinitely.
No.
But Allah doesn't want that. I can't do that. He just needs a little movement. So a little movement of my hands and then a movement of my heart. For I remind myself anew, hafidhukumullah, that dua should be a regular part of my
daily
of my day. And then my life. If it's a part of my day, it's a part of my life.
Yeah.
If it's a part of my day, it's a part of my life. And not only a part of my day, but multiple parts of my day.
Yeah.
As you remember, for our brothers and sisters, and those of our brothers and sisters in addition in the seminary, that the wird is, you know, no less than 3 times a day to make myself be in dua until I love to be in dua. No less than 3 times a day to get used to being in dua. And when I don't want to be in dua, that's when I need it the most. When I don't want to be in dua, that's when I need it the most. And if I consistently strive and make an effort to be in dua, at some point I will love it. And at some point, if I'm not in dua 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, it will feel like something is terribly missing in my life. There's a terrible void in my life because I didn't reach out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much khair comes through dua, how much harm is protected from us through, how much harm are we protected from because of dua, only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. If I remind myself and you, hafidhakumullah, to make a lot of mujahada, to be in dua regularly, daily. And then it will be part of my life. And then I will only know truly in the akhirah. When I look back at my life and Allah shows me my life and all of those crossroads and turning points, you know, the right choice was often because of a dua I made. When I look back retrospectively, now we will never know. I mean, how do I know which dua is accepted? You know, what Allah Ta'ala guides me to, what Allah keeps me away from. Never know that. But definitely, like the Anbiya, when I look back at my life, back project onto my life, and look at the map of my life, I will see many paths and challenges, and these stars at the crossroads of that, which was a dua, inshallah, I made. And that corrected, that navigated my life to what Allah loves and to what was good for me in this dunya and akhirah. So, hafidhakumullah, just remind myself of that and you, the topic of dua. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those that are in dua plentifully. And remember that when you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has a dua for every occasion, which means that he was always in dua. There's a dua for entering the masjid. There's a dua for leaving the masjid. There's a dua after salah. There's a dua between the adhan and the iqama. There's a dua after the adhan. There's a dua in sujood. There's a dua after the tashahud. Just here being in the masjid for this half an hour, there's already 8 dua that happen. And there's more. So it would appear when we look at his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every moment it was a dhikr and a dua. It would appear to be so.
Yeah.
Every moment was a dua. He was constantly speaking to Allah Ta'ala, engaging with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that intimate discourse, every moment by moment. See, we think of dua as like 3 times a day, alhamdulillah, I'm doing dua. But he was in dua every moment. Dua for the market, right? Dua when he drinks milk, dua when he drinks water, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he eats, when he finishes eating. Not just, you know, eat, finish, eat. It's so many varieties of dua. He was in a maqam of dua, a station of dua, not a hal of dua, now and then. A maqam of dua, always in dua. May Allah Ta'ala give us on this day of Jumu'ah, the maqam of someone who's always in dua.
Ameen.
Consistently, with istiqama, perpetually, lovingly, delightfully, submissively, humbly, with reverence and with awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.